The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
When you dial 800-ROOF-BLUE, you hear, "Welcome to America's hottest talk line. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you. Press 1 to connect free now." Now, there's a couple of shocking things.
Sorry, what was that again?
You know what's shocking? That phone sex is still
around. That's the most shocking one. A little shocking. Most people see the story and they're like, "I'm shocked FEMA would do something like this." No, that's a little shocking. It's a federal agency. Of course they're going to screw stuff up all over. The biggest shock is there's still phone sex lines?
Right.
People still pay for that?
Do you not know about the interwebs? Have you not heard of these things?
There's a whole bunch of stuff out there.
Every once in a while, I'll still see a commercial for like one of those party lines.
Call now.
Call now to talk to friends in your area that are up late at night, not doing anything either.
Where are you seeing those?
Within the last year, I saw at some late night channel.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm like.
Where were you?
Seriously? I can't believe those were ever popular, but now?
Call now and have the most exciting erotic conversations with like-minded adults.
And I love those commercials because it was like all young, pretty people, all looking like fun, people you'd want to hang out with. It's not really the old people that are up because they have insomnia or and up with the kids.
And yes,
what are you wearing?
Beavis and Butthead is awesome. And there was an episode where this lady was living in her trailer, this nasty, gross lady with this beautiful voice, like, you know, this sexy, sultry voice, like, "Hey, baby." But she was, you know, she'd lean away from the phone. Anyhow.
So, how many of them were men? You call in a woman, you think you're talking to a woman.
The mistake was it was supposed to be 888 Roof Blue.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It's 800 Roof Blue. Do you think that person is in trouble at all today?
No. No.
I don't think they got in trouble at all.
No, they're laughing about it at the FEMA.
The phone sex switchboard lit up like crazy, though.
They're like,
"We're getting all these calls. Where are they coming from?" They keep telling us about water damage. Some new niche.
Yeah, new fetish.
I'm really into water damage.
They're looking through their manual. Water damage. There's nothing. There's water sports. Yeah. Is that the same?
And this is one lady, and she's trying to answer the phone. "I got it. Okay." And it's like, it's the most that's rung in 300 years, man.
"So you're into water damage, huh? I'll water damage you. Oh, I have water that's going to damage you so good. And lots of water."
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Tell me.
No, I have water damage, what I'm telling you. I have water damage right here.
They get all like, "Your roof's going to cost thousands in repairs.
Tell me about your mold."
"Fix me."
"Tell me.
This leak's going to need a big plug."
"So your roof needs fixed? Don't worry, the contractor's going to F you."
Between the government and the contractor,
you're gonna get screwed. That's what's coming.
The contractor's gonna screw you six ways from Sunday.
You like it that way?
You're gonna be begging for more.
Wow, you're right though. They haven't had this many calls in ever. It's like the Maytag repairmen at this point. They're like, "Oh, I got a call.
Oh my gosh, dealing with FEMA. Now you're really gonna get bent over.
How do you like formaldehyde?"
What?
Oh, wow, seriously, I have a leak in my house, man.
It's
typical FEMA. I'm not surprised.
You know, FEMA, I just honored me, they could really, if you worked for FEMA, you could make some cash off of something like this.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or any government agency where you would be linking to a phone number in the future. You just link to some company that you have, right? You sell pens online or something like this. "Here's the information you need." "Oh, I'm sorry, I tweeted the wrong one."
"No, I don't send it out have any relation to that company.
I'm taking notes for Jeffy." What was the number again?
Jeffy. Mm-hmm. 800 Roof, ROOF Blue, BLU. That's the wrong number.
Okay.
The right one is 888 Roof Blue.
Yeah, I don't care about the RAM.
I wonder what the 800 Roof Blue, you know, because you can use different letters. I wonder what it actually spells out for the sex line.
Oh, that's a good call. There's, ooh, you know what? There's websites that'll tell you what it...
What, you put a number in and it tells you the phonetic of what they're spelling?
"How you doing? I'm Roof. Roof Blue. How you doing? Roofy Blue, they call me." Can't believe I got this number. How about the people who are calling the sex line?
Looking for...
And they're like, "Hi, Roof Blue. Yeah, I want you to do all the good stuff. Excuse me? Repair your roof? I don't know what that means, sweetheart, but it sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Could go either way. Yeah. Look that up and see if we can figure that one out.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.